Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Getting ready for the big snowstorm. We've got a few guests tonight who are going to be dealing with that and what's supposed to be coming our way. So we'll be ready for you here on this Monday night to give you all the information you need on that storm that is apparently coming our way. Going out on the phone right now, I'm joined by Norm Schinkel, who is chair of the State Board of Canvassers and deputy chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Good evening, Norm. How are you?
And good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing fine. It's great to be on your program.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. It was a big couple of days in Grand Rapids this past week, Friday and Saturday. The Republican Party convention in Grand Rapids. How did those 2 days go for you?
I think it went very well for Bobby Shostak, our new state party chair. He ended up being unopposed at the end, and we had six races for vice chair. I stood as a candidate for one, but we had six good people come out of that, and I'm very pleased with all the votes, both in the district caucus this Friday night and on the state convention floor. It was a very positive building moment. Our governor was there with our lieutenant governor talking about their plans, and I think everybody is united.
And what actually happens? I have not attended a party convention before. What actually is happening at a Republican or at any party convention like this?
Well, Cheryl, each convention there's different agenda items to fulfill. Next year we'll be electing a national committee man and committee woman. Last August we nominated our attorney general and Supreme Court justices and the Secretary of State. So the agenda is different. This time it was our party leadership. The state party chair, the co-chair, and six vice chairs was the main topic for the Saturday portion of the convention.
And I assume, as you said, having the lieutenant governor there and so forth, it's to rally the forces and get everybody on the same page. Platforms talked about that kind of thing?
Some issues were discussed. The dynamic that I witnessed, that I'm very pleased at how it is moving right now, is that the new movement, the Tea Party movement, all the 9-12 groups, to a large extent, they have come in, become part of the party in different ways, and I think they were very instrumental. One of our vice chairs elected is a brand new Tea Party guy. His name is Steve Kivenhoven out of Kalamazoo. And he is going to be the liaison between the Republican Party and the Tea Party. So things like that are developing, and I think we're on the same page.
Well, the joining forces, the Tea Party movement coming in, is that you see that is a good thing for the Republican Party, some new blood, some new ideas. Does it take it in a different direction at all?
Well, I wouldn't call it joining forces. I mean, I think it's a job for the Republican Party to get as many people voting for our candidates as possible. And one thing about the Tea Party movement, they are independent. Some of them have become precinct delegates and now officers. But for the most part, we just want to make sure we understand what their concerns are, and they know how we operate, so they're comfortable with getting some of their candidates, conservative candidates, on the ballot and elected in November.
Well, I appreciate the clarification there. What are the challenges when you all get together and meet at a convention like this? You discuss, I assume, challenges for the party. What are some of the challenges that came up over the weekend and ones that are certainly everybody is dealing with in the Republican Party?
Well, for us in Michigan right now, there are two offensive challenges and a couple of defensive. Of course, we want to maintain our majority in the Michigan House of Representatives, which we had a tremendous victory last November, and to the extent we can maintain that is a goal. Of course, getting good people elected to the Supreme Court and having a rule of law court is a goal. But the offensive challenges is to try to win a U.S. Senate seat, have a Republican in the U.S. Senate representing Michigan, conservative as opposed to what we have now, and also winning, carrying the state for the next president, which hopefully will be a Republican. I mean, if Michigan goes red and goes for a Republican, there's almost no way you can see the scenario of us reelecting the current president we have.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it longevity? I mean, why is it such a being seen as such a difficult task to get to win a U.S. Senate seat for the Republicans?
Well, it's Cheryl, it's politics. It's America's favorite sport, and you never know, you know, where you are. I mean, obviously, 06 and 08 were tough years for Republicans. 2010 was a good year. The momentum was with us. The people of this state did not like what they saw on the state level with our policies and the spending and taxes, and they didn't like what they don't like what they see on the federal level with the debt that we're incurring and the new programs being implemented. So I think all that combined gets people motivated, not just the traditional Republicans, but the new people, the Tea Party folks.
Very good. Redistricting is a subject that's coming up a lot lately with the census, 2010 census, losing population in the state of Michigan. Some lines are going to be drawn differently. How does that part of that piece of the puzzle come into politics, as you say, the favorite sport out there?
Well, reapportionment is always a hot topic every 10 years, and this is one of those years. The apportionment plan, there are many guidelines out there that have to be followed, trying to keep counties together and not, blatantly gerrymandering a district. Of course, Michigan's going to lose one congressional seat because of the population loss. So we go from 15 to 14 Congress people. That's going to be something that no one knows how those lines are going to end up, and a lot of people are thinking about that. And then we have a population shift where a lot of the urban areas are not as populated as they were before, and there's a lot more people in the suburbs, so to speak. In Ingham County, for instance, Lansing and East Lansing both lost population, and the rural part of the county grew a little bit. So you'll see some shifts with how the seats are drawn locally here.
Well, in just to pull from what you said so that there's no blatant, not blatantly gerrymandering, but boy, that reapportionment is a political thing. I mean, who's involved in making the decisions on this and pulling for decisions to be made one way or the other?
Well, everyone wants to have their two cents put in on the process, but there's going to be efforts, both from the conservative Republican side, and I'm sure that Mark Brewer and his folks on the Democrat side will be coming up with a plan. But it's something that's got to meet the requirements and get passed by the House and the Senate and go to the governor's office, and then if it's appealed, it goes to the Supreme Court. So I think Republicans are confident if we have a fair plan that it will end up being implemented, because we do now control the legislative process.
Are you hearing rumblings of it gearing up to be quite interesting, this process?
Well, it's never easy. Now with there's computers out there that can take all these population models and inform them in the districts for House, Senate, and U.S. Congress, and that'll be done. It'll be interesting once the plan is released or different plans released. You'll see a lot of legislators, are worried about their own seats, obviously, and we'll see how that matches up. And I'm sure there'll be some that are going to be pitted against other incumbents. That happens every time. We'll just have to see how it unfolds. But right now, I don't think anyone is predicting where these lines are going to be at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen that there were a couple of articles that had some preliminary things drawn up with just some people's ideas of it, and they're quite different already. So the process will be interesting.
Yeah, it sure will be.
Who's involved with the process in these early stages? I mean, literally the nuts and bolts committee or something like that. I mean, who gets involved at this point to start that process?
Well, both parties have, working groups on it. It's not really something that we have committee meetings on. So when I say who's involved, there's a lot of different groups involved. A lot of I'm not actually sure exactly who is in charge. I know in the past the Bob LeBrant was active, and he did a very fair job for the Republican plan adopted 10 years ago, and I'm sure that he's going to be advising on it this time.
Is there a deadline on when this has to be done by?
Well, yes. And right now you got me here. I think it might be May or June of this year, because we want these plans in place early so we can draw the line so people know where their districts are so they can file to run next spring. But I remember in 1982 very well that I don't think the lines were drawn then until it was like June.
Wow. Okay.
I ran for the state senate, and I remember I had a six-week campaign before the August primary. It was very late. It was tied up in court, and let's hope that doesn't happen this time.
Very good. What are, you know, there's a lot of challenges for the Republican Party. What are the things that are looking good to you on the horizon here?
Well, I think the mood of the people, trying to get the country back on track relative to the continual spending and increasing our debt for future generations, that mood is strong. It's a positive thing. And I think that's going to continue. The question is, will it have as big an impact in 2012 as it had in 10? And I hope it does. It's our job to keep the average voter educated as to what's going on, who the candidates are, what they stand for. And hopefully the better minds will prevail and we'll get a people elected that don't spend more money than they take in, type of thing.
Very good. Well, Norm, I appreciate your time with us this evening, kind of catching us up on Michigan Republican Party politics and the convention over the weekend and how this reapportionment the process may start shaking out. So we'll check back in with you, sir.
It was good being on your show, Cheryl. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Norm. We've been speaking with Norm Schinkel, who is the deputy chair of the Michigan Republican Party and chair of the State Board of Canvassers. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.